Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, without question. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar is second to none. Love the dills. Love the barrels. A lot of college basketball this weekend. It's cold out. So stock up now. And make sure you're ready for the weekend. I mean, here it's going to be cold. Play-by-play call of the day. It's from Wednesday night at Soika and the outstanding Doug Birdsong.
Bucknell will inbound with 10 seconds left. We'll count it down for you, folks. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Soika Psychos rush the court. And Bucknell goes to the big dance again, hoping to make a shambles of the bracket. The final score in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. It was the Bucknell Bison, 81. The Lehigh Mountain Hawks, 65. It's a great day to be a Bison.
And it's a great day to hear Doug Birdsong make that kind of call, an outstanding call by Doug, as heard on Eagle 107. And Bucknell will be a dangerous team for whomever they face. They've got a point guard in Stephen Brown that can play. Obviously, they've got great parts. I mean, Zach Thomas. And then Nana Fowland is an element that a lot of people don't have or don't know how to handle. So, it's, as Doug said, it's a great day to be a Bucknell Bison. Well, it absolutely is.
Well, by the way, everybody is invited on Sunday to go to the Langone Center on campus. They're going to have the selection show on the big TV. The doors open at 5. And of course, the selection show, the unveiling of the brackets, come down at 5:30. So everybody together will find out who Bucknell is going to play, when and where next week. And of course, as long as they're playing, you can catch them live over on Eagle 107.
Well, they'll get in. And I think they're anywhere from a 12 to a 14 based on how this plays out. They end up being a 13. They'd be a dangerous 13 in a 13-4 matchup. I think they would be a dangerous team for a lot of people to face. I'll tell you, it would not enamor me to try and get ready for that team in a 12-5, 13-4 matchup. That would not do it. You'd have to sit there and you'd have to do a real sell on your team. I mean, one thing's for sure, they're not in Dayton. They're not doing the Dayton thing. They're going to be out of that. It's just going to depend on what bracket they put them in. Now maybe, I'm trying to think in terms of being close, Buffalo might be the closest. That sound right? Buffalo might be the closest, because I think that's where Villanova's going. I think Villanova's going to Buffalo. So it's going to be very, if they go to Buffalo, it'd be great. It's not a difficult drive. Well, maybe not for me. It's not a difficult drive. Maybe difficult for some of you. I don't know. But that's, what a great moment, huh? And the irony is, as you go out, and this is a team that for whatever reason, I think Nathan will tell you, they played one of their worst games of the year against them the first time. He was not exactly a happy camper after the home game. And then the other one was that infamous Monday-Wednesday turnaround, which, you know how I feel about that. I mean, the Patriot teams went 0-10 this year in that game. They went 0-10 in the Wednesday games this year. Yeah, everybody. And Bucknell was in two of the 10.
Yeah, at the final backcourt luncheon a couple of days after Doug's, after Nathan's appearance here on the show in the Q&A session. That was the first question that a fan asked him, was the quick Monday-Wednesday turnaround.
Yeah.
Oh, first weekend location duties for the tournament, as you said, Buffalo, there's Greensboro, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Orlando, Tulsa, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, and Indianapolis.
Yeah, well, I think Buffalo is the best choice in that group. I mean, Greensboro is the warmest. If you're really thinking about other things besides just basketball.
And then for the regionals, Kansas City, San Jose, Memphis.
Madison Square Garden.
Yes, and then back to MSG. Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. So that's that. And by the way, today Purdue lost to Michigan, but you know, I keep going back to this. I've talked about it before. You know, I know we talk and get fascinated about the one and dones in basketball. You know, Duke's had its fair share of late of one and dones. Kentucky's had its fair share of one and dones of late. Look, Michigan State's had them. I mean, Miles Bridges. I mean, that's what I said. He went to throw the ball in yesterday in front of us, and I said, well, get a good look at him. It's the last time we'll see him at this level.
Did Michigan have the warm-up jerseys on again today?
No, they actually wore their jerseys today.
Okay.
I
was just curious how long that plane investigation was going to take, and then they can get the rest of that, get their gear.
Yeah, who knows? It's an NTSB deal. I mean, I talked to Matt Shepard yesterday, the play-by-play announcer for Michigan. I talked to Dan Dockage a little bit yesterday, too, about this, because obviously Son Andrew was on. You know, they're going down the runway, and Matt said to me, hey, look, you do get a gauge for this. I mean, you do get a gauge for it when you've flown so many times, especially in the same airport. And you're going down the runway, and you're going down the runway, and down the runway, and you're gathering speed, and you pretty much know the area where you're about plus or minus to take off. It's the same thing with landing. I'll get into the landing part in a moment. And Matt said, they're going down the runway, and he said, all of a sudden he looked around, he says, hey, we're kind of at the point of no return here. And then he rammed on the brakes, and and the wind was like 40 to 50 mile an hour winds. He rammed on the brakes, and they skidded through. He said, Matt said he looked out his window, and there's dirt flying everywhere. I mean, dirt's flying everywhere because they'd gone on. And of course, I know the airport well enough there. I've flown in and out of Willow Run a lot, and then he said they crashed through the fence. At that one end, they go right through it, and finally comes to a stop. And then they heard a bang, and the bang had to do with something with the engine shutting down. But they all thought there was an explosion. But everybody got off the plane: the band, the cheerleaders, the team, and they're all safe. The crew. There was 116 people on the plane. 116. And so they couldn't get their gear off. I mean, Matt said, look, I just grabbed some clothing, and they went over to Detroit, and they flew out of Detroit. Now, the one area the Big Ten should have helped them on this is that when they flew in yesterday, the Big Ten should have provided them, in my opinion, with a police escort to go from the airport in. And they didn't have a police escort going in, trying to somehow beat Washington traffic at 8:45 in the morning? Really? You got to know where you are. I know it's the first time they've been there, but you have to realize what it is like in the land of 100% employment. Everybody's going to work. And the big, in my opinion, not Michigan, I mean, because of an emergency situation, I think the Big Ten should have supplied them, considering they had the noon game. Now, they did accommodate it a bit and move it back a half hour, which is fine. And everybody was willing to accommodate whatever. If Penn State needed to move its game to noon, they would have done it. Michigan State would have done it. Everybody was on board with trying to accommodate Michigan because How awful is that? And I told Matt yesterday, he says, oh, I said, all the years you ever been around anything like that? And I said, no. I said, but I was on the opposite side. I said, Penn State football had a situation like that. Landing in 2005 after the Michigan State game. He says, really, what the heck happened? I said, well, so they win the game at Michigan State. They win the Big Ten championship. And now it's time to fly back and go into State College. Well, I said, for us, just like you, you kind of knew, like, hey, wait a minute, we're at the point of no return here. We're coming in, and normally for us, it's Bellefonte, Seibert Road, Rock Road, five buildings, blue lights, land the plane. Well, we're coming in, and we're high. You can tell right away. And it's Bellefonte, Seibert, Rock Road, five buildings. It's like, and Wayne Sebastianelli was sitting across the aisle from me. He goes, oh, my goodness, we're coming in fast. I said, yeah. And all of a sudden, he took it, and he pounds the plane into the runway. And we bounce back up in the air. And we float down the runway, and then all of a sudden, boom, we pounded it again. All right, well, everybody, of course, there's a lot of like, whoa, going on. Because, everybody got, rattled around pretty good. And there were buses there that came out to get everybody because there was 8,000 people waiting at Rec Hall to see the team. Because they won the Big Ten title for the first time since 94. Okay. So we go over there. And about a week later, I want to say, I had a flight to Texas A&M to do basketball. So I was going to fly to College Station. And Carl, who works over in the charter area, comes up. He says, well, I hope it's better than your last flight. Jeez. I said, yeah. I said, that was crazy. He says, no. He said, you don't know how crazy it was. I said, how bad was it? He said, he came down, he pounded the tail into the runway, and sparks flew up all over the place. He said, you then bounced and went up about 50 to 75 feet in the air and floated down the runway about 35 feet. About 300 feet. He says, and then after that 300 feet, you floated back down, and he pounded it again, and the plane sparked all the way down the runway. Well, the NTSB investigated it as an official crash. And he did $3 million damage to the aft fuselage. $3 million. So not the same, because they went through a fence and so forth, but yeah, you fly enough, go through something like that. And, everybody was trying to do the best they could to accommodate them yesterday because, they needed that. They needed that. And they played great yesterday. I was really impressed watching them. And obviously, they played really well again today. Now they're into the semifinals. Offensively, they're really good. The area where they're a little bit better than they were, because Penn State should have beaten them out at Michigan. Penn State led that game for the first 36 minutes and just flat out played better. And Michigan then was able to catch and close because Penn State did not close the game the right way. Now, that was it. That was the youth and inexperience deal. Because that was back on January 4th. And Michigan is a little bit better defensively than they were. I think Mo Wagner's helped them a little bit. He's kind of been better with rotations for them in the back end. And Walton and Irvin are playing senior basketball. And that's made a big difference for them. But yeah, they had the practice unis on yesterday because that's all they had. Give them credit. Give them all the credit in the world. They came through that, had to get back on a plane again, do it all over again. And they did. And won, and then won today. And they'll play either Michigan State or Minnesota. I think that game's closing out right now. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, pickup segment with my brothers coming up in just a few minutes. Great to have you with us on board today. Thanks to Steve Williams for joining us down in Hershey. 800-795-9565 is the number if you'd like to jump in. We've talked a little bit about, extensively about Penn State basketball, and a couple areas where I think they need to take care of moving forward. I think there's got to be some sort of in one or two spots a roster adjustment, at least one spot, and that one spot being, hey, look, you need another shooter, and you might have to go grad transfer in that spot. Somebody with a track record. Now, is one out there? I don't know, because you don't know who's in that spot. But I think you have to take consider it as an option. In growth, a guy like Josh Reeves, I think, needs to work on his right hand, and then I've talked about the layups near the rim. I mean, they missed so many layups. They probably average 3 missed layups a game. And, you convert those, and they are layups. They're called layups for a reason. Yeah, missing them once in a while is fine. But not consistently. That's why Penn State, 45.8% in twos. That has to change. That needs to change. You've got to get that up to about 50% in twos, because I think that makes a huge difference in the game. And that shooter I'm talking about opens up the floor. A little more lane integrity, too, as to how they run some of their sets. And that's on the players to do that, because the sets are there. It's a question of them doing that and executing it. The foundation is there. Now what can they do with it next year? It's going to be a big year for them, obviously. Maturity, I think, makes a big difference for them. It makes a really big difference for them. But, when nobody's around, this is where you work on your game. When nobody's around, this is where it makes a big difference in the coming season. Games are made in the off season. Once you get to a season, you better have your game in place as to how you can play, what your skill set is. What skill set did you improve on in the 8 months? That's what it comes down to. All right. My brother coming up next to close out the week.
Yeah, all 4 games we're going to pick, they are tonight. All 4 tonight are tournament games.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Duke Carolina rematch, UCLA Arizona rematch.
Wow.
It's
I actually watched UCLA last night against USC. It ended up being a really good game. Now, I heard enough about green energy and that Dave Pasch loves coal. That was dropped in about 82 times last night, so I got that part down.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I just want to point out the first step on the road to recovery is to admit it. And I'm glad Mark could admit it. Don't you think so, Sean?
Spot on.
I just think, it's just important. All right. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket,
Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. Love the bills, dills, love the barrels. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Time now for the sports bozo of the day. I know you're going to be glued in to watch Bucknell Will, the selection show, coming up on Sunday. CBS made a big announcement. And they said that in their big announcement, they're cutting back the selection show by a half an hour to 90 minutes.
That's a start.
My goodness, what do you need 90 minutes for to tell you where 68 teams are going? How do you do that in 90 minutes? I know you're trying to sell commercials. I got that part. Got it. Okay, I understand that part. You are trying to sell commercials. Got that. But you could do it in a half an hour. All right, an hour I'll accept. All right, but 90 minutes?
I did see that Campus Insiders, they're doing a feature called 68 Teams in 60. They're going to focus on each team 60 seconds each. And I'm kind of intrigued to check that out.
Good.
I mean, at least that times out to about what? Hour and 10 at least?
Sure.
Yeah. You know?
Good enough. All right. Very quickly, scoreboard here. Let's see. Minnesota leads Michigan State 58-54, 2.5 to go. Minnesota down the stretch, won 9 of their last 10. All right. Let's bring in my brother now for a series of picks. Welcome, brother. And the gift was really great that you sent us. Awesome.
Well, I told you I was going to. You earned it. That was the gift of the day, a heart-to-heart candle holder from Jones Metal Products Company.
Very,
Two hearts, one flame.
Yeah. Very nice.
We made 10 of them today. So.
Oh, great. Yeah. I'll tell you, it's a fabulous product. I can see why it sells.
Oh, I've sold any.
Well, it'll sell.
You got number 2 and 3.
So. There you go. It's a numbered set.
Yeah. Hey, we got 2 new listeners.
Oh, good.
Love it.
We can use them all.
Bill Rick of Massachusetts, our Auntie Jackie, and Uncle Dave.
There
Hi,
you
Auntie
go.
Auntie Jackie. Hi, Uncle Dave.
Hello, hello.
Two of the best people on the planet.
Yeah.
Two of the best people on the planet. Doesn't get any nicer.
Uncle Dave used to clean Tom Glavin's parents' furnace.
Yeah, he's down the street.
Yeah, he's only a mile down the road. Big Red Sox fans, unfortunately. I got up a brick at Fenway Park. Huh?
I know. And the Red Sox now send you literature left and right because you bought it.
Now I'm in the Red Sox fan club. I can't, and I can't get rid of them. I can't even put them to spam.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Anyway, all right. That's serious. Now, this is a serious question. Okay. What was the first team in NCAA men's basketball history to start 5 African-American players?
Texas Western.
Oh, my God.
Ding.
You're not human.
It's 1966. They beat Kentucky in the final.
Oh, my God. Who was Kentucky's coach?
Adolph Rupp.
And Don
Haskins was the coach at Texas Western. I met Don Haskins in 1997.
I never thought in a million years you would get that. What was the first NCAA men's basketball championship team to finish the season undefeated?
Oh, my
my goodness, I don't know. I would say CCNY, but I don't know.
And San Francisco.
Ah, okay. Oh, that Bill Russell team. Yeah. Bill Russell, Casey Jones.
Yeah, so... okay, but that you got that first one. That was a hard. I thought, man, he's not going to get that. And so, that good for man. Remember, you used to read those magazines down at the store.
Yeah,
all the sporting news and Sports mm-hmm. Illustrated and all that. And
yeah,
then the guy thought that you were shoplifting.
Yeah.
So mom went down there, and that ended quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. She took care of him. But you were always there reading the magazines. And now it's paying off.
About time.
Yeah. So, anyway, how was your trip?
It's good. There's no problem. I mean, went down there Tuesday night. They played in one on Wednesday. Had nothing yesterday. And... yeah, season's over.
So, but they got a good young team.
They do. There's a couple of adjustments I think they need to make, especially in one area of personnel.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them get one more shooter in this thing. They'll get they already have a transfer from Virginia Tech that sat out this year that will play next year, and he'll help them in a couple different ways. He won't be a star or a savior or anything like that, but he'll be very good, which will help mm-hmm. them out.
Good.
Yep.
That's a good deal. No chance at the NIT?
No.
Well,
nope.
Bummer.
Yeah,
hey, Garoppolo, was that Garoppolo hacked this morning?
I don't know.
I was driving in when it happened.
Uh-huh.
I had Mike Jr. and the other guy on ESPN. Their show's good. And they said, wow. And it had just come across the wire. It was about 4:30 in the morning when they reported it. And it's 4 in the morning that Garoppolo basically said goodbye to New England. And then I heard at noontime that it was a hack.
Jeez.
Well, we have New England listeners out here. You know.
Right. Oh no, I know that. I'm saying.
Four.
As to who did the hacking, we don't know. It could have been a Patriots hater. You know, who knows? Maybe Jimmy and his buddies were out last night and they took a picture and shouldn't have hit send, and maybe hit send by mistake. So as to who did it, we'll probably never know.
I mean, I just did the shows down in Washington, and for some odd reason, I felt like I had more listeners.
Yeah, we have a lot of listeners here. So
So
still with the Patriots.
Still there.
I think the Patriots are crazy to let him go.
Oh, me too. No. Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't let him go. Your starting quarterback's 40. Tell him to hang on.
Yeah. I mean, I know Tom terrific, and he's first ballot Hall of Famer. He's everything, but you know, he takes one good smack and suddenly he's 40, you know.
Yeah.
And it happens that quick that mm-hmm. he's got wife and kids. I mean, his wife makes more money than he does. That'll tell
he's
you
not,
something.
Not even the breadwinner in his own house.
No.
One thing I know for sure here in about, when we hit the draft the last weekend of April, you know what Belichick's going to do. He's going to try to strike a deal with some other teams and stockpile picks. That's how he rolls.
Yeah.
We know Cleveland has a lot of picks. So.
Cleveland's crazy.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they took Osweiler. Oh, my God. Hey, let's pick a quarterback who failed. Bring him in.
I know. I sense Bill is a happy guy today. He's not a big fan.
Door shut with no cameras. He should be dancing.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Jones, you were dancing last weekend. You cleared it. You went 4-0. Smoking Steve Jones now leading the record of 12-2 in our hoop picks, taking the lead.
Yippee!
Yes, I'm 11-3, and Kevin, you 3-1 last weekend. So 3-1.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, I'm getting ready for the tournament. Be ready. Be ready. I just absorb all my losses, and I don't forget them. So.
And your overall is 8-6.
That's not bad.
Yeah, like I said, the 3-1 last week, that was, you got it. All right.
Hey, I'm in now, third place, right?
That's you good. Are. That's right.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Bronze medal.
I know that feeling.
All right. Well, normally we have games on Saturday and Sunday with all the conference tournaments going on. We don't know really who's playing who tomorrow, so we thought we'd pick four really good games that will be coming up tonight here on Friday night. And leads off at 7 o'clock. They're going to play for a third time. Semifinal game in the ACC, Duke and North Carolina from the Barclays Center.
Well, that's a neutral court.
Yeah.
In fact, I've got two games in the Barclays Center in November coming up.
Oh, the tournament. That's right. They're going to be in that tournament. Right.
Yep. Yep. All right. Third time through. I still just sense overall that North Carolina should be better. So I'm gonna go with North Carolina. Not comfortable with it, but I'll go with North Carolina.
Yep, Tar Heels for me as well.
Yep, I got North Carolina. I got burned last time, so I'm going to go with them.
Yeah, that game was in Chapel Hill, though. I mean, this is as neutral a neutral court as you get. We're going to go
think
up to
North Carolina is a better team. That's all.
We're going to Brooklyn.
All right, tonight at about 9 o'clock, we go to the Big Ten, Northwestern and Maryland.
Maryland is the home team, and they will have a lot of fans there tonight. That building seats about 19, 20,000. I'm going to guess tonight there are going to be 12,000 Maryland fans there tonight. They've been aching for this tournament to come in there. They will beat Northwestern. They'll beat them by maybe 7 or 8.
Even though Northwestern burned me last weekend when I picked them over Purdue, I'm going to take Northwestern.
I'm with Sean. I got Northwestern.
All right.
Okay. I don't have a reason. Okay.
Good.
Well, it's like
although,
this.
Although I talked to Dave, I'll tell you, I talked to Dave Ennett yesterday, who's Northwestern's play-by-play guy. He's the guy I'm happiest for in this whole thing. Because I've known Dave for 25 years. It's the first time he's ever going to get to do an NCAA tournament game. And I told him yesterday how thrilled I was for him. Because, I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah. Good for him.
Well, they're having that Cinderella story kind of season, and hopefully they're going to get another benchmark win here. Get a nice role going into the tournament.
I just find the teams ranked over the 20, you know, like 25 to 20, they're no better than 35 to 30.
You're exactly right. I agree with that.
Yep. They're just kind of put there because they don't have anyone else to put there. So I don't think the ranking means anything.
All right, so we got another team here in the low 20s, currently ranked 22nd. We'll go back to the ACC tonight. Another semifinal matchup. We've got Notre Dame and Florida State.
Hey, I really like Notre Dame. I know Florida State's been a hot team to pick, but I really like Farrell, the point guard. I think Bonzi Colson's playing well. I think Vasturia is the kind of guy that is not a star, but he is the kind of guy that makes you win. I'm going with Notre Dame and Mike Bray.
And I'm going to take Florida State.
Wow. Good pick, Sean. I got Notre Dame. I like Mike Bray. Florida State, they're good, but again, what's 16 mean? I don't know what it means. So I'm going to take Notre Dame, fighting Irish. They're fun
say
to
this, Mike. I'll tell you, you ever talk to Mike Bray, he's a straight shooter. He doesn't mess around. Mm-hmm. He does not beat around the bush. And that's I've always respected him for that.
All right, and the very, very, very late night game tonight from Vegas, Pac-12 tournament. I'll be DVRing and watching this.
Conference of Champions.
That's right. Yeah.
Conference of Champions. It is Sean, isn't it?
It is. Last I checked, yeah. Pash said that, didn't he? Dave, right?
Dave, right? It's Dave, isn't it? Walton cracks me up. It's Dave, isn't it? Oh, okay. Pash just plays along so beautifully. Oh.
National treasure.
I'm telling you, you love coal. Green energy is the way to go.
It's Dave, isn't it? Look how beautifully how he squares his feet up.
Well, hopefully those two will be calling tonight, going for the third time.
They are.
Yes,
they
UCLA,
are.
Arizona tonight in the Pac-12 tournament.
I'm still going to go with Arizona. I picked Arizona at Arizona and UCLA won. I think Trier's is a big difference. I'm still going with Arizona.
I've said this before, I'll say it again. It's just hard to pick against Lonzo Ball. I'll go UCLA.
With Sean again, I picked UCLA. I've watched Ball play. That kid is good. I don't know about his father, but he's good. So.
His father.
Well, Pops is a whole different story in itself. And geez.
Yeah, that he's got to go find a new hobby or something. So.
No, his life is the business of his children and what they can make for him in life. So he's going to brand Lonzo Ball.
He's going to ruin Lonzo Ball. He got to get out of the way.
No, I know he will. I agree with that. I think he will, too. What gets me is the media keeps going to him. He's speaking. Let's go talk to him. I wouldn't give him the time of day. I don't care what you think.
Yeah, and you're right. Everything's media-driven today. They like to make up stories. But, my God, what's he, 18? You know, he's comparing him to Michael Jordan and
Steph Curry,
LeBron James. Oh, please, you know.
Didn't even win the MVP in his conference.
You're going to score another 50,000 points to catch up. Yeah. So,
Dylan Brooks ended up being the Pac-12 Player of the Year. And that perfectly, first of all, Oregon won the conference. And Brooks had a great year. That's not an anti-Lonzo Ball vote. That's just... I picked the guy on the best team who had an awesome year. Nothing wrong with that vote.
Nope. Not at all.
I mean, Big Ten, I have one of the 40 Big Ten votes. I voted for Swanigan as Player of the Year. They won the conference. He was the best player.
Yeah. Normally how it works.
So. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, these three kids, right? They left home. And they went out on their own and they prospered, right? So they get back together and they discuss that they want to take care of their mother, okay? And their mom's old. So one son, Milton, he buys his mother a Mercedes with a driver, okay? And then the other brother, he buys his mother a mansion, beautiful home, okay? The third brother... He's got them both beat. And he tells him, remember how Mom enjoyed reading the Bible? And you know she can't see very well, so I sent her a remarkable parrot that recites the entire Bible.
Oh, jeez.
It took the elders in the church 12 years to train this parrot. So later on that year, the mother writes a letter to each kid. And she writes to Milton, the house you built me is huge. I live in only one room, but I got to clean the whole house. Gerald, I'm too old to travel. I stay most of the time at home, so I rarely use a Mercedes. And the driver's so rude. And dearest Donald, she wrote, third son, you have the good sense to know what your mother likes. The chicken was delicious.
All right.
I like the baseball one better, but that one's pretty cool.
It's pretty good. All right.
That's all I got.
That's all we have. We'll come back and wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get True Refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. All right, wrapping it up for the week. Great to have you with us. Full week of shows next week as we head into the NCAA tournament and the NCAA wrestling championships. Plus, they'll talk about facilities on Monday. We'll talk about that as well. It's going to be an interesting week. Sean, great to have you back.
Great you made her back home safely, and enjoy the weekend.
I will. I'm not doing anything this weekend. Zero. Nada. Zilch.
We'll fire up those candles, thanks to your brother.
Yeah, fortunately, that won't last long. I mean, I'll have something coming up, which is good. I mean, I got to keep working. All right. We'll talk to you Monday.
We're your home for news, sports, weather, and your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK, Sunbury.